Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey ho, dear ones. I would love to start this episode with a really fantastic listener review that I was so grateful to receive. It comes from Amanda Joy Foley. And she says, Soul Guide Radio is the perfect combination of business and spirituality. Oh, Amanda, you get me. That's what I try to do. So many of us are following our soul mission, but also recognize that while we need to operate our businesses, many of the traditional perspectives don't align for us. Yes, Allison does a fabulous job of merging the two together in a way that is both practical and uplifting. Thank you, Amanda. And I appreciate and enjoy all the guests and solo content. What a great review, Amanda. I'm so grateful for you. You get me. You get this podcast. And if you're out there thinking, you know, I have Soul Guide Radio on my go-to podcast playlist, but I haven't left a review yet, but I've been wanting to, now's your chance. It really does enable Soul Guide Radio to get into the earbuds of more people who really need this content. You know, we're all ripple makers. Part of the ripple effect to higher consciousness. So leaving one review could actually lead to, you know, potentially hundreds of new listeners finding the information that their soul most needs. You can find links to leave a review in the show notes. If you have an iPhone, just go to the app. You'll see a link that says leave a review and you can tell me specifically what you have received from Soul Guide Radio. And as always, I will read your enlightened words on the air. Getting to today's episode, it was inspired by one of my dear, dear soul clients. I could say one thing to you guys. I have had financial ups and downs in my business, like a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs have had. And I'm proud that my business always makes a steady, you know, it's like the little engine that could, and it keeps humming along on the tracks. And I am astounded by the quality, the level of energetic alignment I am now experiencing to the people I attract into my offers. It's a love relationship that's just so spectacular. I pinch myself that I get to serve these amazing human beings. So one of these super soul clients, she's been a private client of mine for years. We were in session the other day and she's going through a really hard time. And I realized that she is going through a massive energy upgrade. I record a whole podcast episode on energy upgrades. We'll leave a link to that episode, and I do recommend you check it out because maybe you're going through one too. And she was going through a huge initiation. And an initiation appears into our experience often in the form of really big challenges, pain, physical pain, emotional pain. And it can often lead us wondering, like, what the world is going on? Why am I experiencing challenge after challenge? My goodness, where is the light at the end of this tunnel? What is going on? And it leads you to second guessing your intuition and second guessing everything. And she was in the middle of that. And I said, hey, look, listen, you have to know something so important here. You know, honestly, I felt like this might be some of the most important divine guidance that she would ever get in her life up to this point. And that was, you're not going crazy. You're not being punished. You're not making bad choices. You're going through a massive energetic upgrade. It's a period of deeply accelerated growth It can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. And you're going to get through this. You may not yet see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I do, because I'm the soul guide holding the space for her. And I saw this beautiful, brilliant, white light at the end of her tunnel. And that light was filled with so much potential and access to her spiritual gifts. And I said to her, "Do you have any idea how intuitive you are? Did you know you come from a long line of healers? Did you know that you're going to have soon, when you get through this, blasted open spiritual gifts?" And she looked at me with that look I often get of knowing and not knowing at the same time. Knowing my words were true, that piece of her connected to her higher self was thinking, "Well, yeah, of course I know this about myself." But then not knowing, that human side with the thinking brain that's cut off from the inner wisdom, second guessing, saying, "I'm not so sure, but yeah, it does feel right." And then she said something to me. And she's been working with me a long time. She said, "Have you heard of Joe Dispenza?" And I said, "Yes, he's a spiritual teacher. I don't personally follow him that often, but I've had some clients through the years who have enrolled in some of his programs." And she said she had been listening to one of his podcasts and he said something to her that was amazing, that really resonated. And that was this idea that she could heal herself. She could heal herself. And I'm sitting there thinking, how long have you been connected to me, friend? How long have we been working together? And have you never heard me say that to you? And she likely didn't, because obviously she's getting it from Joe Dispenza and it's resonating, but why didn't she get it from me? Why didn't she get it from me? Why the bloody hell am I not saying that? Because that's what I teach people. That's what I certify people on. That's like a primary part of my mission in life. Listen, you have the power to heal yourself energetically, emotionally, and then that also has the effect of healing you physically. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it in today's super powerful episode. So why don't we just go ahead and get right to it? In today's episode, I reveal why you have the power to self-heal, how to heal yourself, and how to establish a daily practice that works for your energy. I'll end on an invitation that'll have you keeping your energy clear, clean, high vibe, and aligned to your highest dreams and intentions so all your wishes get fulfilled. So you're going to want to stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about healing, self-healing, healing yourself. And I am specifically talking about emotional healing, energetic healing. This is not necessarily a holistic health episode on how to heal ailments through nourishing foods or vitamins. Although your higher self can guide you to how to do that, and I will teach you how to open and amplify your connection to your higher self so you can get those specific downloads so specific, they'll tell you exactly which vitamins you need to take in a day. And that's exactly what I do. I have my regime of vitamins I take on the daily, and that was downloaded from my higher self. And any once in a while, I'll get a new nudge to start taking more of this or less of that. But I've basically had the same vitamin regime for actually since the start of the pandemic. And my higher self guided me how to really protect my immune system with a vitamin regime. And it's pretty much what I'm taking today. But we're really here to talk about how to self-heal your energy. And why is it important to know why you have the power to self-heal? It's important because we were bestowed spiritual gifts by source. And I think a lot of us don't really realize that. We were given, when we incarnated into human form, we were given access to certain powers, certain gifts. I call them your five spiritual gifts. Taken together, your five spiritual gifts form a soul blueprint. This is what I certify folks on in my signature certification course, Soul Blueprint. Soul Blueprint reveals a roadmap to your soul's unique journey, gifts, and energy, so you really can activate and amplify your five spiritual gifts. And these are the gifts we use to connect to and co-create with the spiritual realm. These gifts include your gift of intuition, your gift of healing, your gift of manifestation, your gift of teaching, and your gift of leadership. Today, we'll be talking mostly about your gift of healing. And why do you have this gift of healing, and why is it important to know, is because you're meant to, like, why do we incarnate at the end of the day? Why wouldn't we just stay nicely tucked away in source and the all-loving, all-infinite wisdom? Why would we put on these human suits and feel the pain and the suffering and the separation and the lack? Why would we do this to ourselves? Our souls aren't masochists. We do this because in order for the soul to grow and evolve, it needs the human experience. It needs to incarnate to feel the challenges, experiences, heal, learn, grow, evolve in human form. And this is how the soul evolves. This is how the soul grows. This is how the soul gets that whole range of experiences and know-how. And as we live from lifetime to lifetime, we collect wounds, we collect trauma. And if we don't process and heal that trauma in a given lifetime, we carry it to the next lifetime. It stays in our energy system. And we can't heal that trauma, that human trauma, when we're in between lifetimes connected to source. And this is how source has described it to me. It's, you can imagine you have your soul and your energy and your whole soul experience. And let's say you leave a lifetime with trauma still inside your energy, and then you return to source. And when you return to source, you are plugged into something that's so loving and so all-knowing and so wise that it just absolutely, completely, and utterly overpowers that trauma to the point where it disappears. It's like it's no longer even part of your energy. It's kind of like if you've ever been going through a very, very difficult time, and then maybe you go to a spiritual retreat, and at that retreat, you heal and release, and then you get plugged into a really, really loving, supportive circle of people. You will be in a period of time in a very high vibrational state of love, and you can imagine that's like the source. But then when you incarnate again and you detach, a piece of your soul detaches from source and incarnates into human form, all of that trauma is back with you in a way that can be experienced because it's not plugged into this super power battery of source to overpower the trauma. So getting back to the example, it's like you're at the retreat, you're surrounded by this circle of love, you're not in pain, and then it's time for you to go home, go back to your regular life, go back to regular circumstances, and then you start to feel pain again. So as we choose to incarnate in human form, we actually set ourselves up for success. Our soul and source and our divine guidance team and our soul family, they set us up for success and not failure before we incarnate. They do not want to see us failing as humans. They want to see us succeeding. So it doesn't mean to have a lifetime without pain or suffering, because part of succeeding means facing the fears and the challenges and flowing through them and healing what needs to be healed so you no longer need to carry that trauma onto the next lifetime. And they set you up for success by bestowing to you these five spiritual gifts. That is your pathway into source, not only for communication, but also for healing energy. You can connect to source and call down healing energy for your energy body, which has the ability to repair your emotional pain, repair your physical pain, repair even your mental pain. This will get your thoughts turning around from I'm not worthy to I am pure love. And this is why it's so important that you know you have this. You have this power. And your divine guidance team is saying utilize it. And I want to be the one to tell you, not Joe Dispenza, not anybody else. Hear me. I wish I'd have been saying this more. And you're going to hear me saying it a whole lot more. You've got the power to heal yourself. And while, yes, I will always say, sometimes we really can't operate on ourselves. Sometimes you do need to go to a doctor for your physical body, and you do need to go to a healer or a therapist for your emotional body, your pain body, your energy body. Sometimes the pain is too deep, but sometimes the pain is too nuanced. You have advanced energy and you're going through something very advanced. You need someone like me to get in there and give you context to exactly what's going on. So yes, you can heal yourself and you should develop a practice. And we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. And yes, you should make it a habit, just like you go to your medical doctor once a year or how often a year. You should make it a habit to carve out resources and time for energy healers like me. Okay, how do you self-heal? If you're new to my podcast and never heard this before, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. You're going to be so glad you decided to push play. If you've been in my community for a long time and have heard me say this before, listen to me again. We find mastery in the repetition that's connected to our joy. So this is the idea of finding the joy in your own self-healing, knowing that healing leads to more joy, and being in the repetition of it. The more you do it, the more you hear about it, the better you get. Okay? So I teach a 5-step process. And it's all about experiencing the pain. You cannot energetically heal blocked energy, which is energy that has pain or trauma inside of it, unless you experience the pain or trauma. It must be experienced to be released. So that's what this process does. It enables you to experience unprocessed trauma inside the energy body. Okay, so step one is to start to look within. Start to scan. Start to sink into your body. Notice what is happening inside my body. Start to go below your neck. Sink into your body from the neck down. This is the area where we access our 5 spiritual gifts. Step two. Ask for a thought or an emotion that's triggering pain or resistance. Sometimes it will be quite obvious and quite painful. Sometimes it'll be very subtle. Please do not conclude that subtle pain is not important. It is very important. And it'll knock you out of alignment just as much as big trauma pain. So even the slightest amount of resistance needs to be released. Some of you will get a thought first. I am not worthy. My husband's a jerk. I will never find success. My efforts aren't paying off. My mother didn't love me. You know, all the range of thoughts and stories we tell ourselves. Some of you will get a painful emotion. Fear, anger, powerlessness, guilt, shame. If you get the thought first, notice the thought that feels most painful or prominent. If you get an emotion first, ask the emotion, what's the story I'm telling myself that's triggering you? So if you get the emotion shame first, ask, why am I feeling shame? And then maybe that leads to the thought, I'm spending too much money and not making enough money. So that's triggering shame. So ultimately, by the end of step two, you want to identify one painful story you're telling yourself that's triggering some sort of pain or resistance, big or small. Then you go to step three, which is identifying the emotions that are triggered when the thought feels true. Some of you will be really good at it, and you'll be like shame, anger, powerlessness, guilt, and you'll be rattling off emotions like a pro. Some of you will have a hard time just because some of us are just naturally better at naming emotions than others, or we've had more exposure to how to regulate our emotions. So there's no right or wrong. It's just honoring where you are. So if you find yourself naming more painful thoughts instead of emotions, notice that. We don't want more painful thoughts like, well, I feel shame because my mother never loved me, right? We just, at this stage, step three, we only want feeling states. So I identified the thought, I am unworthy, and that's making me feel sadness, unworthiness, shame, powerlessness. Then we go to step four, and that is to feel the feels. You want to take all the emotions that you named and call them up from deep inside. This is the experience and the release. You can imagine that this trauma stays trapped in your energy until it's experienced, but once it is experienced, it shall be released and transmuted. When trauma energy is transmuted, that means it is healed and it's not going to return to your energy body. So you want to feel the physical sensations, feel the tactile sensations. Now, if in step four, it all feels too much, it feels like this is too overwhelming, that is definitely a time to consult an energy healer like me or maybe a therapist. So just notice if it's all feeling overwhelming, this might be your time to invest in some healing and somebody supporting you on your path. If not, if it feels all right, if it feels heavy or uncomfortable but still okay, keep going with it. Feel the feels until the emotional wave starts to go down. Okay? The emotional waves will just start to feel less intense. And then you go to step five, which is deep belly breaths, and really exhale on the release. And really start to sink deeper into the body. And as a bonus, connect your heart space, connect your higher self, and ask your higher self for a message of truth. And 99 times out of 100, you're going to get a message of truth that was underneath your trauma block. because we don't need to go out and find our truth. We are our truth. All of the truth of who we are and what we're meant to do and who we're meant to be is all inside of us right now. The only thing blocking our access to the truth and us fully and completely believing our truth. So if our truth is I am worthy, then we fully and completely own that. The thing that blocks us from that is our trauma blocks, our trauma wounds. So once you release a trauma block, what remains is truth. It was there all along. Now you can just connect to it and feel the truth in your truth. I am worthy. I am creating massive value in the world. I'm a light worker. I'm on the leading edge of consciousness. I'm here as part of the ripple effect to higher way of living and being. And that is true. And I feel that. I own that. I own the value I create in the world. Truth is underneath our trauma blocks. And you, my friend, have the power to heal yourself and to heal others. Whether you're a coach or not, doesn't matter. Every time you heal yourself, you heal humanity. And sometimes, listen, folks, listen. You have no idea what I'm seeing in sessions and classes these days. Because I typically do at least one healing per private client and one healing per class I teach. And sometimes I create such a deep connection with the client or the class that it opens up something up in humanity. And I start clearing humanity. So my connection to my clients has enabled me to tap into a similar wound that is facing the collective of humanity, has that same wound. And I start clearing this wound. And when I do my healing, I get clairvoyant visions of the blocks of your energy system, what's going on. Was it a past lifetime wound? Was it an ancestral wound? What are the cords plugged into? I get a whole variety of information. And I'm being very serious when I say there are times when we tap into something where we are healing millions of people. Millions. And of course, they probably don't realize it. Some of the awake light workers might be like, oh, thank you. Thanks for that. They might feel a shift, notice their energy shifting to something higher. Most people probably don't even notice, but that's okay. And you have this power too, and this power to lift up humanity. All right, let's get into establishing your daily practice. So important. You hear me talk about it all the time. And I have a resource to help you if you don't already have it. It's called 10 High Vibe Minutes. It's my ultimate morning soul ritual for busy soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. And in 10 High Vibe Minutes, I include a 10-minute guided meditation. I just re-recorded it. I just gave it an upgrade. And you can grab that at allisonscammell.com/high vibe. You can find that link in the show notes. And this will give you everything you need to know to help you step by step to create an energy hygiene practice that really works for you. So, I mean, this 5-step process I took you through, when you start to practice it a lot, you can go through those 5 steps really fast. And when we give ourselves permission to actually feel an emotion, we only feel painful or even joyful emotions in waves that last for about 60 to 90 seconds. Sometimes when you have a lot of trauma, it lasts longer, but usually that's because you're holding back. You're not feeling the full emotion because it's too intense, and that's okay. That holding back is there for a reason, to protect you. But when it's not that intense and you're just in the field of feels, maybe it's little t trauma, somebody cut you off in traffic and you're mad and you just want to clear away the anger. If you give yourself permission to be mad, your anger will start going down in about 60 seconds, I imagine. And it doesn't mean there's zero anger left. It just means the intensity of the emotion is starting to go down. And once it starts to go down and you return to deep breaths, you can find yourself raising your energetic vibration quite quickly to higher and higher vibrations of more joyful emotions. So this is really about making your morning practice non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. Think about something you love to do in the morning that is easy for you to do and it requires no motivation or willpower and you just do it. So maybe you love your work like I do, and I love sitting down in the morning to start to get to work because I love serving you. I love my job. So that's something I love and I do from inspiration. It takes no willpower most of the time, unless I'm on a deadline and I'm tired. So what do I do? My non-negotiable and the way I'm able to maintain a very consistent daily routine, despite all the stuff I have going on in an average day, is I make this rule with myself. I cannot sit down to start my business day until I have my AM soul ritual in. And for me, it's at least 10 minutes. 10 minutes of a soul ritual where I go through and heal my energy. And then I connect in with my guides. What do I need to know for today? What are my priorities for the day? And of course, sometimes I go longer than 10 minutes, but I give myself permission to do this super important work for at least 10 minutes every day, right in the morning, and then 10 minutes before I go to sleep at night. And if you don't have it already, you can also grab my PM ritual, my nightcap ritual called Sleep and Grow Rich. This clears your energy right before you go to bed, and it tunes your energy to a dream you have so that you're healing while you're asleep and manifesting your dream while you sleep. And if you sign up for 10 high vibe minutes, there's a link to grab that nighttime PM guided meditation at a very large discount. All right, my dear ones, to recap, I just want to say again, you have the power to heal, to self-heal, to heal others, to heal humanity. And as part of the recap, I'm going to also get into the invitation. My invitation for you this week is to really either establish or re-fortify, wherever you are, your daily soul practice or ritual that includes some form of self-healing as part of it, even for just a couple of minutes. Ideally, you do a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes right before bed. Again, I have resources to help you with that. But even if you just carve out 10 minutes per day, you will soon be noticing that your overall energetic resonance is rising higher and higher to match the frequency of your high vibrational dreams, which start arriving into your experience with joy, ease, and flow. And I teach you exactly how to do this for yourself, deep diving in with tools, meditations, exercises, training videos, coaching from me in my signature certification program, Soul Blueprint. If you are interested in joining, the link is allisonscammell.com/soul blueprint. I would love to have you part of it. You'll be able to clarify your unique soul journey, your intuitive gifts, your intuitive languages, your soul contracts, what you're meant to heal in this lifetime, your spiritual gift of manifestation, so the way in which you consciously create your manifest reality, your spiritual gift of teaching, which is where your unique genius is found, and what and how you're meant to co-create with the spiritual realm. And lastly, and importantly, your spiritual gift of leadership, which is your true essence, your authentic state of being, and how just you being you leads others and lifts up the world. To learn more and sign up, again, that link is allisonscammell.com/soul blueprint. All right, guys, that's a wrap for this week. I love talking about energy healing. So I hope you received so much from this episode. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, allisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.